This is Chances, a DCU's Batman Teen Titans fanfic, written by Hearts Logos and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG and contains the pairing Tim Drake Connell, with additional tags for friends to lovers, dating, betting pool. Superheroes make the worst gossips. Tim blinks, sitting up a little straighter, shoulders back when Bruce gives him a look.
I'm home?
Bruce sighs, turns around, and shakes his head, muttering. Tim quietly starts edging toward the training mats, giving his father a curious look, before turning to Dick.
What's wrong with him?
Already, scenarios are popping up in his head. He can't help but wonder what happened now.
At least it wasn't one of those, I'm sorry, but blank died looks.
Dick glances at him in the middle of his uneven bars routine. And promptly falls. Tim's eyes widen as he rushes over to where Dick is sprawled on the mats, kneeling to help him sit up.
Oh my god, are you okay? Did you break anything?
Dick lets out a slightly hysterical laugh.
Oh my god, I don't... He was right. What?
Dick pulls him into a hug, petting his hair.
I don't know if I want to congratulate you, lock you in a room lined with kryptonite, or ask how it was. How what was?
Tim backs up a bit when Dick levels him with a look.
Sex. What?
Tim falls back, eyes wide, mouth gaping open. He can feel his face and neck burning, and he has this horrible feeling that Dick can see right through him when he says,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Because it wasn't technically sex. Really, sex has such an ambiguous definition. If Tim's face didn't feel hotter than 1,000 suns, Tim is quite certain that the glare he has on his face could freeze a volcano.
Of course you don't.
Tim hates how condescending Dick sounds. He feels like Dick is also offering him cookies and maybe candy and a creepy white van to top it all off.
No thank you. Dude?
Yes, Con?
Tim doesn't pay much attention to the meta's voice, just reaches over and unlatches the window, eyes still fixed on his computer screen.
Is there something you wanted?
We need to talk.
Tim blinks, turns a quarter inch to face Con before turning back to his computer.
About?
Us.
Tim doesn't like the sound of this. He carefully saves and closes his laptop, turning to give Con all of his attention. Instead of the normal 10-something percent he normally devotes to his best friend in all matters concerning him.
What about us?
There is an unusually powerful emphasis they put on the word us.
Have you told anyone?
Con sits on Tim's bed, picking at the bedsheets. Tim quirks a brow.
No, I didn't think it was anyone's business what we do.
Yeah, well, I haven't told anyone either.
Tim blinks, moving to sit next to Con, pressing down on the urge to smile when Con automatically laces their fingers together. Con frowns, and Tim tilts his head. Considers.
Do you want to tell? I don't mind if we do, it's just that...
Tim shrugs when Con turns to him and gives him a puzzled look.
You know how it would be if we did. Everyone we know and everyone we don't would go crazy about it. I don't think the rumors about Roz and me are even gone yet.
The two teens share a grimace. Tim lets the smile show when Con pulls him in for a kiss.
Dude, those are some sick rumors.
Tim leans into Khan's side, squeezing Khan's hand.
That's not the problem.
I wasn't aware there was a problem.
Neither was I. Until,
Green Lantern.
Tim blinks, looking up at Khan through his bangs.
What about Green Lantern? Wait, which Green Lantern? All three of them, man. So I was doing my thing in Smallville, and all three GLs show up.
What did they do?
Nothing! That's the problem. They just hovered in the sky for a while. I guess they thought I couldn't see or hear them. Stupid, because, hello, super hearing. Said something about dumb luck and teenage hormones, then left.
That's peculiar.
Dude, that's not even the start of it.
Tim pulls away, fixing Khan with a look.
What do you mean?
I mean that I've seen, or heard, or sensed, in some way, shape, or form, a goddamn majority of the JLA and the team. Tim, Martian Manhunter, congratulated me on my joyous union. What even?
Now that you mention it,
Tim bites his lip.
I've been getting some looks, too. I just thought it was, well, you know how it is around here. I thought it was another thing.
What kinds of looks?
Khan narrows his eyes, flicker of red.
Not the kind you're thinking of.
Tim hits Khan's shoulder.
You get ridiculously jealous.
Tim quickly pales.
Oh my god.
What?
This explains a lot.
What does that mean?
Well, Jason.
He didn't try and kill you again, did he? What happened? Are you hurt? Where is...
Tim quickly tugs on Khan's arm, pulling him back down from his floating position.
It's all right. He's been working with us and assimilating with the family. Anyway, today, when we met up for patrol, he looked at me, whistled, and gave me a high five.
I think they know.
Both of them groan.
Khan flops back onto the bed, arm flung over his eyes.
Ugh, dude, this sucks.
It still doesn't make sense. Dude, we go around in tights with names like Speedy and The Question. Nothing makes sense.
You work with a dude dressed as a giant bat, and I work with apple pie personified. When did this ever make sense?
No. Tim turns to him, leaning forward onto his hands.
If this was just a rumor mill thing, they wouldn't be treating us like this. They wouldn't be seeking us out.
Khan, Starfire came in mid-patrol and told me that she would defend my honor if I needed it. Donna Troy came with her and swore that I could go to her whenever I needed advice.
Tim narrows his eyes, lying down, resting his head on Khan's arm. Khan gives him a curious look, but waits in silence. Tim taps his fingers on Khan's chest, eyes closed in thought. The soft feel of Khan's TTK brushes against his skin, toys with his hair, tugs at his clothes.
They knew!
Tim's eyes fly open before they narrow into a glare.
They were betting on us!
Get up. I have to talk to Batman.
Khan knows the look in Tim's eyes.
That's the look that Khan would follow to the death. That's the look that says there's gonna be hell, and Khan better pick his sides.
Silly question, though. Khan's always on Tim's side. After all, what's a Robin without his clone boy? They're the world's finest. What did you do?
Tim glares at the back of Bruce's head, tapping his foot on the ground, impatient.
Don't ignore me. Black Canary slipped me 2 condoms and $50.
The typing at the main console pauses before it resumes.
Oracle gave me 1,000 and told me to forward it to the troll. Tell me, why is Oracle, who hates Damien's guts, giving your son $1,000 and the words, "You won't win next time"? Hmm?
Bruce turns, a blank look on his face.
Obviously, Oracle believes next time Damien will not win the betting pool. The what pool?
Con bursts out.
Damien won what?
Tim rounds on the youngest Robin, who is working on his kata.
Damien won the pool over when you two would get together,
Dick answers from the pommel horse.
I don't know how he did it. I bet he rigged something. You little cheater. Wait, what? You were betting on when we got together?
Yeah, and I tell you, a lot of people were upset when they lost.
Shoot, no one thought Damien would win. What'd you do, anyway? You did something, right?
Dick performs a perfect dismount before walking over to where Damien is still running through forms.
Of course I did. If they were left to their own devices, the chances of getting Grayson to act his age than these two ever confronting each other on their feelings would be significantly higher.
Damien snorts.
Besides, who do you think forced the lockdown while they were in the showers?
The end.